So we were working in Ozman, trying to best and more personalize. I believe there's Hashem Bechali, starting off with Elul. Spoke about personalizing Kabbalis, spoke about Rosh Hashanah. The Mamshich, there's Hashem with Yom Kippur. When you see this Yachsus of Chazal and Kippur, Chazal speaking very strong Lashonis of excitement. Many years we pointed out how Rabbi Sukkot, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter in the Igris, when he talks about it, he uses Lashonis of expressions that he doesn't use usually. Bali Musas usually don't use any exclamation marks. They don't say the word like Ma'oid, Toiv Ma'oid, Gavaldik. They say everything. When he talks to Yom Kippur, and Shetuvah in Yom Kippur, he loses himself. He says, there's no way I could explain Hatzlochas Navshoy. The Toiv Ma'oid. He's partially excited. And unfortunately, this excitement doesn't necessarily carry over to us. We look at it with trepidation. It could be it's a little bit lighter by us than Rosh Hashanah. Maybe you don't have the pachat that we have from Rosh Hashanah, and rightfully so. But can I say it's excitement? It's like a really exciting day, like you're ready to go to an amusement park. It's like a really geschmack at the Yule. That's what it sounds like, Chazal. It doesn't sound like so much that by us. And there's no shiloh. One of the reasons is, we keep on speaking about this, is because by us, our knee is not so much in Yom Kippur. When your knee is looking forward to something, because it's for me, it's my zach, it's my thing, so you can get excited about something. You can get excited. By Chazal, that's what Yom Kippur was about. Yom Kippur was exciting. It was, wow, this is a meridik ayantuf, this is gevaldik. So we have to try to get our knee involved in Yom Kippur. So let's start, let's build a little bit. There's a Meridik Chiddush that Chaim Balozhin says. He says the Chiddush, he says Ladina, it's Paskin Ladina, is not 110 Klar. Mustam, he meant Ladina. Chaim Balozhin, in his drushes, printed at the end of many Hetzos and Nafsh Chaim, his drushes he said before Slichas, Kanir Tamir Oyer Dayanum Tetshuva. And he says the Meridik Chiddush, he says the mitzvah Tshuva that we're all mitzvah in Be'etim the whole year. Yes, I love Yom Kippur, there's a special mitzvah to say to do Yom Kippur, to do Tshuva on Yom Kippur. The Rambam says it's the case. You have to do tshuva by then. In the midst of tshuva, Reb Chaim Volozhin says there's a chiyuv that a person, a yid, has to be meiser nefesh in order to do tshuva. That means, if lu yitzur, Ruvain, a yid named Ruvain, would know that if he embarks on a certain path of tshuva for a certain aveir, he is going to lose his life. Or, to suffic b'koch nefashos, he still has to go do tshuva. That means we know that all mitzvahs of the Torah, Avad, you don't have to be Moise Nefesh. You don't even have to give a chaymish for doing mitzvahs essay. You usually don't have to do more than, you have to give more than a chaymish. Kol Shekin, you don't have to give up your life. Or Safik B'Kuch Nefashas. To mitzvah Shofar. To mitzvah Tefillin. Even to Mechal Shabbos, you don't have to give up your life. Chaim Lashon says you have to give up your life. He comes, he's Masbech on the Pasuk in Parashat Nitzavim, which says, Ki Soshuv, V'chol Avov, V'chol Nafshecha. He says, just like Chazal Darshan in other places, here also means not clear, he means his own drasha, it's not so clear. He brings a raya from a very famous Gemara, the Gemara of Elazar ben Dedaya. The Gemara in the Avodah Zarah, he famously tells about a tremendous Balavera called Elazar ben Dedaya. In Kaniri, he was the dogma of the Balavera. Al Kedekach, that's Loshen Chazal. Loshen Chazal, tell us, say about him. The kitzer, he was totally mshukah in his times. Totally possessed. And the Gemara goes on, I'm not going to go into the pratim. The Gemara goes on, it was a certain maisa, he went after a certain zayna, he was matriach very much. And b'toich, the maisa with the zayna, he was misurit to tshuva, he had a hear tshuva. That means, he realized that he wants to be tshuva, he wants to come back. Obviously, he stood in front of a very strong, a very hard mission. For him to do tshuva, you know, we think it's far so hard to do tshuva for achatayim, kosikayim. Such a balaveir was very complicated. So what happens? He goes around, he starts asking the kol olam, he starts asking the different koiches in the bria, tremendous koiches that expand over the whole bria. The shemayim, the yoreach, the shemesh, the horim, the big mountains, Mount Everest. He starts going, he starts asking all the different koiches nefesh to help him, to mevakesh rachamim, that Hashem should help him do tshuva. And the Gemara goes on to say, each one says, we can't help you. can't help you. Finally, he comes to Hakara. Omar, Ein Hadavar Tali Alabi. He obviously understood, it's all Tali Ami. It's my sugya. It's my responsibility. He niach roishoi bein birkov, the goa bebechia anchi yot son nishmosa. He reached such a state of harata, pangs of harata, and such a yearning to come closer to the Shmoch, through that he lost his life. Yot sabaskal v'omer v'loza ben didayim mezumen l'chayu l'ma bo. Later on, Rebbe was bocha, he said, yesh kena olam v'shoachas. Chaim v'lozhen had learned that Rebbe Lozhen ben didayim knew kanira that there was a tzad that he was going to kill himself. Yesh la'ayin, maybe ayin the mashon, might be mukhach, if the mashon is a sugya that he knew of, he knew. Kanira, Chaim v'lozhen went away, and he says, still he did the tshuva. And Chazal put this on a banner of tshuva. Kanira, you mechuyev to do tshuva, even if you're going to kill yourself. I'll explain a little bit, Pashab Shad. To take Rabbi Lozim of the Daya, what was the Metzias, to Rabbi Lozim of the Daya, he was so connected, he was so steeped in Chet, that to change, to bring himself in a matzav of Koyvim tshuva to Acher tshuva, was such a clash, such a collision, such a he lost his life. He couldn't continue to exist on the way he was that point. That causes Nisa and the Mechuyev Tshuva Afal Pike. That can't differ behind Velozhim. I'd like to try to understand. Pashup Shad. Say it. Shtey does it. What's the Havon in that? Why Maishna Mitzvah Tshuva from all other mitzvahs that there's a Hagbola? You're not Mechuyev. There's a din in the Torah. It's Rotsan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chai behem Eloi Shem Asmen. Because Baruch Hu gave us the Torah not to kill us, to preserve our life, not to kill us. When there's a sad suffix that it might affect our life, we don't do that. Why is Mitzvah Shuva showing it from all other mitzvahs? L'chur, the gang has to be like this. The Baruch Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim is talking about Talmud Torah. I'm not going to get into the Prot. I mean, Kan Mokam Harach. Chafetz Chaim says, he's talking about if there's a Hagbol of Chaimish in the midst of Talmud Torah. Chaim says that since Torah is Negiya to the Etzem, the Kudas Chaim of a person, without a person's basic level of learning that he's used to, that he's comfortable with, that his diet of Torah, his life is missing in his life. Memela, it's not Shaykh any Hagbolas. It would be nearer that this is the Taich in Rav Chaim V'lozhen, what Chaim V'lozhen is saying. Chaim V'lozhen is saying tshuva is different than other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs, they don't rear on, they don't touch your nekudas achayim. They add on to your chayim. But if you don't blow shofar, it's not called that you're missing in the etzem mitzias of the very, very core of your life. It's a tesefes in the chayim, it's a huge tesefes, it gives you chiyas, it gives you... Oh, but it's not, it's shaykh limitations. Tshuva, when a yid did an aveira, and he does not do tshuva, and he's not able to do tshuva, the taitch is, kiyu chayev enam chayev. Memeil, it's not shaykh al-bolts. What are you going to tell him? V'chayev ehem, I mean, v'chayev ehem, if I don't do tshuva, asay v'say nar chay. You're going to tell me not to be meis nefesh, I should remain, you tell Rabbi Lozab in the day, I should remain a bal aveira. Asay v'say chayev enam chayev enam chayev. So shaykh, to say this, Hagbolah Mesivas Nefesh. L'chur, that's the Tzuris HaShmai, so that's Pran of Chai V'Loshim. Now, how do you explain that? The state that Tshuva enters the realm of the Etzim, the Kuda, the essence, the Kuda Sachayim of the person. What's the Taj? I think there might be a few ways to explain it. I would like to explain it. Up here, Yisoyed of Rav Rucham, we've mentioned all the years. Rav Rucham says, I'm already to Gisoyed when he's talking about Tshuva. A new Nekuda in Tshuva. And I'm meaning from... This is from that, the third chelik of Das Chachma Musa, the Zushimus from Rabbi Rucham himself, Rabbi Kitzer. Rucham writes like this: Inyan Atshuva, who a Madrega Yosek Voya Veroma, Mifnei Shehi Mailis HaOdom HaAtzmoy. Anyone who's a little familiar with Kitzer Rabbi Rucham, there's a Musa Rabbi Rucham that's called the Atzmoy. The Mensch Alein, the Etzem Mensch, him himself. When you come to Tshuva, you have the Mailis HaAtzmoy. Listen to what he says. What is Tshuva? Hainu shel yoshev el atzmai. Tshuva, you know, we turn. Who do you return to? So we all think you return to HaKadosh Baruch. Rabbi Rucham says there's a whole nother bechina of tshuva. You're returning to yourself. Maybe worse, I guess, to come back to himself. Ha'atzmai ha'mayla ha'yoyisik v'yev ram mikam ha'mayla shel adam. There's a few places. Rabbi Rucham is magala, a new dimension in tshuva. Avada tshuva has also been on the lamakah. Definitely been on the market, partially. You know, we sinned against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We made an avla against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every chait. is an avil against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to make amends to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way everyone thinks. And that's true. Rabbi Yochanan is saying there's another whole dimension. Tshuva is bin adam atzmai. You know that many G'dayli Achreinim set up the Mashah, the Maral, the Mashah, the Goyim. They break up Torah into three categories. Bin adam l'chaveroi, bin adam l'mokim, bin adam l'atzma. Torah avoid the Gemilas Chasodim, the Gemal Averis Chamurus, in many areas. Rabbi Yeruchim, we would right away classify Tshuva as bin adam l'mokim. Rabbi Yeruchim is saying there's also a tremendous part of Tshuva that's bin adam l'atzma. It's a selfish issue, it's a thing. When a Yid does a chait, beard worm. When a Yid does a chait, besides being misrachi from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's misrachi from himself. He distanced himself from his actual, that's the essence, who he is, who he really is. He has lost himself. In every chait, kenira, because a person is really close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person in himself. His natural state is being mekusher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, karev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he moves and he distances away himself, he has lost himself. One of the greatest smuchim to this is story for Ruchim. Is what was the first chait in the history of the world? Everyone knows what was the first chait in the history of the world by Al Bechir Al Kapanim? Chait of Adam Arishim. Chait of Adam Arishim. Right after the chait of Adam Arishim, what's the first thing that Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Adam Arishim? Ayeka! Ayeka! Where are you? Where are you? It's a very strange way to speak. I would say, Eicha sisa zeh, ma sisa. What did you do? How could you be chayte? Ayeka, what do you mean? What kind of question is Ayeka? You know exactly. He's exactly where he was standing before. Same exact place. Same exact balata. What do you mean Ayeka? That's not, it's a different place. Zogin Chazal. Esmol ledaito shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ayoyim ledaito shel Nachash. Beforehand, you were a different type of a human being. You were close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You were in the reshus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ayeka! You're in a different place. You're lost. State, da, that there's a whole new dimension in the Isak of Tshuva. Tshuva is about coming back to yourself. The Maima Muzgad is one of the greatest complications of Tshuva. Because you don't know you're lost. When you lose yourself, you don't know you're lost. And you don't know how far you drifted from who you really are. This is one of the biggest problems, the catch-22 that we have in Tshuva. It's so hard, we don't know where we are. Normally people looking on the sidelines are saying, don't you realize you're a chayte? Don't you realize you're a chayte? No, a person doesn't realize a chayte. It's a more the gazach. Many times in life you see a guy who's a rotten husband. The guy has no idea. Everyone like on the sidelines, don't you realize that Yitaka doesn't have any idea? He doesn't have any ideas. Many times Yitaka doesn't see himself. He doesn't know how far he is from being a regular human being. Tshuva is going away from this, an asik mifnei atzmai. If I can give a mushel a little bit, a musig of somebody who lost himself. And you sometimes hear of a story of a person who at an older age in life, he found out that he was really adopted. He thought his whole life that he was living in his real parents. And he found out that at his older age that he was adopted. Many times you hear a meisen that the person who goes on a mad mission to find his parents, he has to find his real parents. What's the shot? He's living 25, 30, 40 years. He's living with his parents, and all of a sudden, he just chaked that he lost the chelik himself. He doesn't know who he is. Parents are part of the identity of a person. He is like, he's searching for himself. He's searching for himself. There's a force with Mnei Obey. I want to know there's an akuda that's going on within the person, Mnei Obey. I'm trying. Well, is anyone telling you? Why are you looking? What are you searching for? A vulgar in Mamorim, they wrote Yimei Rotzen. So he talks about there's a line in Rabbeinu Yoina in the beginning of Shar Sheni. Rabbeinu Yoina, the whole Shar Sheni, is talking about, I have to say, the Shar Rishon, the Ikrim of Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yoina and Shar Sheni talks about different sibas that might cause a person to be ma'ir to do Tshuva. He talks about six sibas, one of them is actually a Seres Mei Tshuva, six sibas that cause a person to go and do Tshuva. But before he starts, he says, these Muramis, all the six Sibas that we're talking about are Sibas, what we call, they're like catalysts. They're all things outside of the human being. Shneur Rabbeinu Yoina says the best way to do Tshuva is without any Siba from the outside. Just the person has a feeling, his nefesh demands that he does Tshuva. He uses a line over there, I'm not going to go into the Pratim, what he says. His line is ki atshuva min hanefesh hachashuva. The best shuva is that the source comes from the nefesh hachashuva. So Kavolba, Rabbi Yehuda is saying a tremendous thing. Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that it's possible that a person is shuva without any outside factors. And he says, look around, you'll see sometimes a meridika phenomenon. Well, shuva movement, which has been going on for a very long time, you find sometimes a person who's a chidloini gomer. He's like, he's totally non-from, totally non-from. And he could wake up a certain day and all of a sudden set on a path of tshuva. Sometimes there are outside reasons. Sometimes it's because of relationship. But there are sometimes without any apparent reason, all of a sudden a human being can all of a sudden look at the real kofel. The answer is, it's a force that came from his nefesh. It's a force that came from his nefesh. I would like to suggest, well, this is Rabbi Yochum. This means this tension. This is Rabbi Yochum. It's a force, and it's the same reason that the guy who all of a sudden finds out that he needs to find his parents. Why? Someone told you have to find who your parents are. No, I need to find myself. It's a koyach mikoyches b'toich ha-nefesh ha-tzmoy. This is a new aspect, new tshuva, and this could be what Reb Chaim Volozhin is saying. And ba'oimik, this is what Elazar ben Dodoy, Elazar ben Dodai chapt. This, what does it mean? Ein ha-tover, tover, tover, elabi. He went all around the world and he started searching. You help me for tshuva, you help me for tshuva, you help me for tshuva. He hadn't yet got to the point of realizing that tshuva is all about him. Tshuva is all about me. When you get to that point, then you take responsibility. I'm going to talk about this, b'hamshech. We know most of the times we don't take full responsibility for our chatayim. We always have part of a blaming factor. Is somebody partially responsible for what I did? Sometimes totally responsible, sometimes partially responsible. Sometimes we think originally someone's responsible. If not someone's originally responsible, at least if I would only have this, it would work out. If I have a better wife, if I would have a better chavrusa, if I would have a better rebbe, if I would have a better neighborhood, a better rav, a better... Ein hadover toli elabi. It's all about you. It's a selfish thing. It's you. It's you and you and you. When it's you, Zokim Chaim Volozhin, what do you mean? You might kill yourself. Anyways, I'm talking about myself. Wait, what, it should be Abolot Mesiyos Nefesh. It's not Shaykh Abolot Mesiyos Nefesh. It's not Shaykh Didin B'chayvim B'shoyshu Yomuz B'hem. The Maisa, after all this being said, it's very hard to access that chilek that we feel that it's us. Let's face it. We feel tshuva is very much not about us. We feel tshuva is very much about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You ask us, we would rather skip the whole thing. I always give this mashal. The mashal itself, yesh lo dinoy boy, but when we have to ask mechila from another boss of Adam, another friend, it's a big drag. It's a big drag. Much, much rather not have to ask mechila. Much, much rather. It's a big pain in the neck. It's a tremendous confrontational. We're bushed. We're this. It's something that we're forced to do, we do. Our Yom Kippur is very similar to that. It's not all about me. It's not something I'm excited to do because it's about me. Agav, I want to explain, there are a lot of things we're excited to do about ourselves, not because they're so enjoyable, but because it's great. Anybody who's going to get his arteries cleaned out, he's very excited. He's very excited. I said, finally, I'm going to get clean. Okay, it's not so geschmack, but he knows he's doing it for himself. He's doing it totally. It's Otzer Egen Ezach. When you ask Mechilim to somebody, it's not like that. It's not like that. I am Kippur's like that. It's very hard to access this Nakuda that becomes a selfish Zachanani. We have to find it within us. Okay, so very quickly, I don't want to get into the whole going. There's a going I've mentioned other years. There's a going on the Pasuk in Mishlei, Mechase Pshoev Lo Yatzliach. And he talks about the Dalit Ikri Tshuva. He talks about the Dalit Chalakim of Tshuva. And he says the Ol Merum is in the first Pasuk of Shabbat Shuvah, the Haftar Shabbat Shuvah. We just read, Shuvah Yisuar Hashem Lekecha. He says there's two things, tshuva ad Hashem and tshuva el Hashem. I'm just going to make a concept, I don't have to build it from inside, totally. Tshuva ad Hashem is referring to Hashem within you. Tshuva el Hashem is referring to Hashem outside of you. And he says like this, tshuva Yisrael, the first thing is talking about Azivas Achet. First, start being Isaac and tshuva, get rid of the Chet, get rid of the Gezel, he says. You have any stolen items, things you borrowed from your neighbor, money, you owe people, babysitters, different things. Man, return everything. Return everything. That's first Azipas Chet. Do that. That's Shuv Ad Hashem. What is Ad Hashem? Listen to this. This line I want to read. It's very chashuv. Ad Hashem hu hacharata. The words Ad Hashem l'divri ha-goyna are talking about hacharata. Where in Ad Hashem does the same thing about hacharata? He says like this. He mentioned this many times. Meridikazach. First then he brings the whole yusoid of hacharata is all in the lev. The lev is very deep. The holy hacharata is a search within our own hearts. Each and every one we have to search in our hearts to get it to hacharata. Where do we see in the words of Ad Hashem anything about hacharata? Listen, it says like this. It's a Zohar Chodesh in Rus. It says the following. I'm going to read the statement. We should live with this. I'll live. I will live this. Change my life. I will live this. Keseder. The Goyin said. The Zohar Chodesh says, "Less man the korev lakud shabrichu kalibo yishal adam." There is nothing closer to Hakadosh Baruch Hu in this world than the like the heart of the human being. Pirush Amidam. I'm going to say over the Zohar Chodesh my own words. Said this many times. Kivas Hashem. We're all looking at Kivas Hashem. It's one of the most famous words. Kivas Hashem di toiv. I'm looking, we're all looking for Kiryas Hashem. What is the closest place on this universe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Everyone has their idea. Everyone has their idea. Some say it's the Kaisel. Some say it's Uman. Some say it's Abchaim Kanievsky. Some say it's the Shtender. The Shtender is the closest place. Everyone has their idea. What is the closest place to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Zohar says, Anu Gili. No, you're all wrong. The Zohar says, there's no closer place in this universe than mine and your hearts. Everyone, it's not one person's heart, it's every single person's heart. There's no closer place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kemira is a part of our heart that is totally, totally Meyuchet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the part that we mentioned in the beginning of the Vadim and Elul that calls in on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Esponecha Hashem Avakesh. It's our lay that calls in on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Esponecha Hashem Avakesh. That is the closest place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Goyen learns. A harota is a battle to find that place. It's a search, you're digging, you're grubbing and grubbing in your heart to find that place in your heart, and you get to that place, your avodas harota is going to be totally finished. Because when you get to that place, you're going to be unleashed what the Ruchim is saying, that you're going to feel you lost yourself. You're going to realize you totally lost yourself. Kinir, we've distanced from that place so far. We don't realize that we're lost, like we said. We don't realize that we're lost. Shuva Ad Hashem. Go into the Mahalach of Tshuva, Kinir, as you're searching for it, since it's there, it happens in Basachas. You start feeling, you could connect to it. But you have to be entered the Avodas of Charot, and you could access that part of you, in the Avodas of Charot, you can access that part of you that feels, and is covered with HaKadosh Baruch. And Ba'usay Midah, Kinir, there are many layers and levels in it. But all you say Mida that you're able to access and touch that part. So, in Hashem, you get to this tremendous feeling that all of a sudden Tshuva becomes a selfish issue. It's a selfish issue. You have Charota Naira. Like you have Charota when you lose Taka, when you realize you lost $700. My mind just told me you lost $700. You lose $700. That's what I have in my head. You have $700. When we get to that, this is what we have to get to. But what do? We have to make our tshuva personal. If we don't make our tshuva personal, it's very, very not likely that we're going to touch that chelek. But my muzger, anyone who's really taken tshuva seriously, Yom Kippur, you zeicha to touch that. Everyone to meet this ma'am, touch that during Yom Kippur, this chelek. The kapon, we have to make our tshuva much more personal. The Gemara in Yuma, the Peva of Menalev. The Gemara says like this. The Braisa says, Shoa Rab Masya ben Chorosh, Esther Beloza ben Azaria, Beroimi. He asked him the following question. Beroimi, sounds like it was his Rebbe. Shamata Arba Chaluke Kaporoshi of Bishmol Dersh. Can you remember the famous memory of his Badr Bebe Ben Rosha? The Bishmol has talked about the Arba Chaluke Kapor. Did you hear about the Arba Chaluke Kapor? Those Mazar corrected him. Shloishahim v'tshuvim kol echavecha. You're mistaken. It's not arba chiluk apar. He said three chiluk apar. And all of them need tshuva. I'm just giving you a katzmach to read it inside. The Gemara goes on to say, it's probably a very famous Gemara, basic and chushruv, comes from this Gemara. The Gemara says like this, when you over an Isser Esse, you do tshuva. You don't need to do anything else. When you over a Lesek, tshuva by itself doesn't work. tshuva with Yom Kippur. You have to need tshuva in Yom Kippur. When you over loisev mises bezdin chal Shabbos, like that, even Yom Kippur is not enough. You need Yisurin, tshuva, Yom Kippur, and Yisurin. When you over chil Hashem, which is the worst avera regarding tshuva, the most chomer avera from tshuva, you need tshuva, Yom Kippur, Yisurin, and Yisurin. Tell me Yisurin. So the Gemara means to say, really, there's three chilukei kapar, which are what? Yisur, Yom Kippur, Yisurin, and Misur. Tshuva is not considered the arba chilukei kapar. That's what the Gemara says. Pasha Gemara. And the Mashal, the first one, yes, doesn't. He also agrees there's four chilukei kapar. He, at the end of his day, says that there's four different, for an essay, tshuva works itself. So the Mashal is already mitzayin, Rashi bavarns this. Shalom is what Rashi means. Rashi says, only sholei shein hanechlokim. There are three separate categories. Of those three, each one of them works separately. Aval tshuva ain't a min a chilukim. Tshuva is not considered one of the four categories of chilukim. Shehi tzricha l'kulu. Since tshuva is a t'nai for all of them, nagav, this gemara is going, we paskin, the Yom Kippur is not mechaper itself, Yom Kippur needs tshuva. So since tshuva is a t'nai for all of them, so tshuva is not counted separately. That's the words of Rashi. What does that mean? Just because tshuva has to work with all of them, tshuva is a separate category. Can you hear the kivun is? I want to touch this up. Tshuva is a t'nai for all of them because tshuva is a different mahalach. There's kaparas, there's mechaparim that are Yom Kippur, Yisurim, and Nisur. And tshuva is another angle, another totally different type of ingredient that is being added. It's almost like in every single food, there's like the basic foods, there's the meat, there's the potatoes, and the spices, different category. Tshuva is a different angle. Tshuva is a different thing. Tshuva is not a mechaper. Pirush amilim. Shas like this. I was going back to the beginning of this man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created things in a mechaper. Mechaper means cleansing. It's a Rashi and Chumash. Mechaper means cleansing. That's what it means. Kippur means cleansing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created things that cleanse in the spiritual world. We have things that cleanse in the physical world. There's a laundry machine. You go to a car wash. Sponge. Soap. Detergent. You have all kinds of things that clean in the physical world. There are things that are mechaper in the spiritual world. Yom Kippur. It's a mirror of the G'day. You can't go into it now, but it has a koyach. The Pashit nuke the chay. The Pashit nukes the tone of the chay. It burns it. Misa and Yisurim are the same thing. Misa and Yisurim, mitzar atzem, they are detergents. They are things that Pashit burn chay. Meridik. And the Pashit, they burn your chay. What's true? Truth is something else. Truth is like this. Because the Baruch Hu says to us, the same as I think as I know you, the Baruch Hu says, I want to burn your chet kevaldik. Oh, but what's that going to gain for you? If you're going to walk into Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is going to be this heilige day, and going to walk in, and it's a day where everyone feels the holiness, to fight this chilayin, he feels, Riroiv Kedusha Sayoin, he feels his neshama jumping out of his guf almost. Come on, a little bit in a certain way. But if I'm going to give you Yom Kippur, mitzad Yom Kippur, that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that have to do with you, Yankee? What does that have to do with you? Are you involved? Are you invested over here? Are you invested in Kippur? Are you invested in Misa and Yisurim the same exact thing? Are you involved in returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Are you involved in the cleansing process? We spoke about, we made Rabbeinu Yonah, Ein ani li mi li. Rabbeinu Yonah says, there are tremendous things that can be ma'ur a person. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want it to be pulled from one time. What's going to help me to one time? What's going to help me? I want it to make a change in you. If you have a strained dog and someone returns it to you one time, two times, three times, what's it going to help every time? But the dog strays. You have to change the dog. You got to change the dog. This is the taich of tshuva. Tshuva is doing something else in the cleansing process. It's not just a regular cleanser. It involves the mensch. It involves the chite that he is involved personally in the cleansing process. I am going to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I need to return. Not what I need to be invested and I'm going to be involved. If I'm going to be involved, Hashem says, I'll give you. That's the t'nai of tshuva. The same posik of Anila Degali, come out the same idea, same tshuva. Posik in Malachi, Gimel Zayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shuva alai v'ashuva eleichem. What is this? A covered game? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, first you and then I'll come back to you. No, it's the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to give us everything. But he wants us to be a part of us. He wants us to gain. It should be an egg and a kinyan. He wants us to be an E. So he says, you got to do tshuva. This is what a tshuva has to do. And I'm coming to Lamaisa part of the Vat. We have to personalize our tshuva. unfortunately, like many things, that tshuva is not so personalized. We come to tshuva and we come more frum, and we get involved. It's a very day, it's a very frum part of the year, Yom Kippur, in the Seder Shemi Tshuva. And it's very easy to come into a minyan, and there's a lot of things going on. And it's so easy to come from the outside. It's equivalent to where Rabbi Elazar ben Dedaya originally went. He went to the Shemayim, he went to the Arts. You can go to Yeshivas Mir also, you can ask them, Yeshivas Mir, do tshuva for me. What does that mean? That's what it means. Have his age as a guy screw you at the top of the lungs, tshuva tzvi looks stuck, and I'll get carried away with it. It's also, that's the same equivalent to asking, is that nothing to do with you? A person who goes and looks at all the Purushan and goes to all the shmuzin and goes, are you involved over here? Where are you? First of all, let's talk about Pashat, the basic steps of tshuva a little bit from a personal point of standpoint. The basic idea, which everyone knows you have to do, is before Yom Kippur, the cheshbon you make before tshuva. A person has to make a cheshbon. Don't look at somebody else. Make your own cheshbon. Make your own cheshbon. Make your own cheshbon. Come on, every boss of a business. Come on, every boss of a business. The big cheshbon or the yearly cheshbon, he doesn't let anyone else do except for himself. Why? Because it's his baby. It's his zach. It's his zach. He's invested. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you. This is what we're talking about. What does he want you to sit down for a while and try to make Seder in your life? And figure out what, first of all, where you're holding Bechlal, then limit, and try to figure out where are the few Averis you want to concentrate on in Tshuva. Why does he want you to do that? Not only because you know better than anyone else, because I want to get you invested, I want to get you involved. When you're searching, when you rely on anyone else, you go to your Rebbe and say, what should I do Tshuva on? You're not involved, it's not you, it's not you, it's not personal. Anything personal you do yourself, that's all about you, it's you. So do yourself, search. You might not come up with as great things. I'm not looking for your Rebbe, that's why you're not your Rebbe, you're you. So you might come to something and you say, okay, I found this thing, this is my thing, I realize I gotta do it, okay. But then you come and say, I gotta do tshuva, I don't feel nothing, I don't feel nothing. So in the old way of doing tshuva, you just say, okay, nice, I gotta do tshuva, okay, I'm gonna be mesorer, b'toich l'yoyim, I'm gonna be mesorer n'tak, it's a good zach. You'll get through them and they'll misur you. But if you want to make your tshuva approach a little personal, you start asking yourself, does it really bother me in this chait? Does it really bother me in this chait? Let me ask personally. If it wouldn't be Yom Kippur, would it bother me this chait? And a Rebbe once said a beautiful line. He said, Kapur and Yom Kippur, probably Hashem's going to give me so many different shatim. I'm going to get it. I'm interested in doing tshuva, to do tshuva. I'm not interested in so much kapur. I'm interested. I'll get kapur anyways. This time I'm going to kapur. That's not my oisik. I want to do tshuva because I want to do tshuva. I want to become not a straying dog. I want to be a person who's coming in with that himself. So ask yourself, do I really care about this aver lamashal? We don't daven the way we daven. Do I really want to be a good davener? So everyone says, of course I do. I say that's dreams. Want to be means realize to be a serious davener. It's investment, day in and day out. Are you mukhan to do that? Also, to be that type of person, certain seriousness, people might start looking at you like you're frenetic. Are you holding right there? And you probably say, no, I'm talking not. Okay, now tshuva started getting a little personal. Let's look at it now. We've written that knee over here. Okay, that's what I want. Let's start a thing. And then if you go further and you'll see, I might really want that, but I have certain impediments. I might, it's not so simple, I don't want that. I do want that. Part of me wants that, part of me doesn't want that. Let's start working. Let's try to capture and get out the thing that does want it. And let's try to see how we can get it started. That's tshuva. Tshuva is not easy. Tshuva is a process. It's a seed. Bring yourself into tshuva. This is the aleph beis of tshuva. The vida is the same thing. The vida, the chada, all these things. They're beautiful. But if there's no personal thing, if you didn't think about what you want to do and what you have, there's no ani involved invested in the tshuva. This is the akar of ein adavar tolei nebi. This is tshuva latzmi. This is akar of eilecha adavar moid, 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 moid. Akar of eilecha adavar moid. Ficho vav chalaz oizeh. Anything in the eye is akar of eilecha. You just got to get you to want to do it. When it becomes your project, you're going to do it. When I say your project means, it's for me. It's selfish. It's for me. It's for me, it's selfish. It's another latzmi. This is when we have to try to personalize our tshuva. Just fear is, if we do this, it's muftach that as Hashem, the Ibish is going to help us. If we start our personal thing, we go as far as we can go, it's muftach. We say this over, say it over in the Nusach and Tefillah that we say, you know, the Piyutim, it's a song. Koyli Shma, Rei Dema Eini, Riv Rivi, Shein Ivi, Ashiveni Salachti. So in the middle we say it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rei Dema, we say Riv Rivi. What does that mean? Riv Rivi, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Riv means a quarrel, a fight. You know, you have a fight with somebody. You got into a fight, you got into a bicker, you have a seat, someone took your seat. In base marriage, you come in, someone took your seat. Yeah, so what are you? It's a fight, it's a fight. It's your fight. You take it seriously, you're involved, you're invested. If it's going to be our fight, if it's Riv Rivi, if it's Rivi, if our fight against the Yetzer is a personal fight, it's not just because it's Yom Kippur and that's what everyone does, and even the frum part of us or whatever that wants us to do that, no. I want to do it because I worked on it to realize this is the me and I'm investing in this. If it's Riv Rivi, if we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Muftach. I'm Muftach. Muftach that Hashem is going to help. If you get to the point where it's Rivi, if you do tshuva inside you, then Yom Kippur is going to be mashlim you, it's going to come, and you'll never have to jump, you'll be on the tshuva, you have to continue, it's not going to be over one day, it's a path, it's a mahalach. But we have to make dani. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, shuva ilai v'ashuva ilaych. Shat ha'gol b'zoyche, v'shova v'shuva shleim and zoyche, v'gmar chesim v'toyva v'zoyche, v'shova v'shuva shleim v'zoyche, v'zoyche chal yisrael.